You're listening to the More Time, More Profit podcast, the best place for entrepreneurs who are looking to grow past the startup phase of their business, but still need to learn how to free up more time and drive more profit. Now, present these real strategies, your successful business coaches and hosts, Adam John and Grant Muriel.
Welcome to More Time, More Profit, episode number 4. Today's show is titled Success Through Missions. My name is Adam John. As always, I'm joined by the one and only Mr. Business Process himself, Grant Muriel. How are you today, buddy?
Awesome, man. How are you doing?
Very well. So what's going down in the week that was?
It was kind of like what we'll call a BAU week, so a business as usual week. So it's kind of I'm a little bit behind with working with each team member as to their next quarterly goals. So I like to try and set out, especially the top level team members, what they're working on for accountabilities, responsibilities, and goals in the next 3 months. And I'm a little bit behind with the team. So it's business as usual as I try and sort of nut through that. I'm actually, tomorrow I shoot off and I'm going away for a couple of weeks on a bit of a holiday, which is awesome. So living overseas for, 3-4 years, it's actually the point of my life where I look back at Melbourne, which is where I'm from, and start going, wow, Melbourne actually looks like a pretty good tourist spot. So I'm going down to be a tourist in my own city. So I'm actually going to some wineries, having a look at a couple of the views on some mountains, hopefully going to catch a bit of snow. Being away from it actually helps me recognize what I do have, or what I did have before I moved away. So,
yeah, and one of the things is when you do that, you meet someone that's been to Melbourne. They've probably been and done more things in Melbourne than yourself. Like I do that
exactly.
All the time from my hometown because I'm born in Tasmania. And everyone's like, it's a beautiful place. I've done this and this. I'm like, you've seen more of it than I have. So when it's in your own backyard, you tend to not do the touristy things.
And that's exactly how I'm feeling about it right now. So I'm actually pumped up to head out and hit some of the wineries and put some more into the Australian economy. But what about yourself, mate? What have you been up to?
Me? I've been pretty flat out. I mean, I've been, if you know me, I've been trying to do my 4x4x4 hour work week switches or day. So that's 4 hours of work a day, 4 hours sport and recreation, and 4 hours of relaxation and learning. I've had a lot of business discussions and a lot of objectives and things like that I've needed to meet. So I've just had to rejig that just to make sure that I'm not spending more time on one than the other. So making sure my accountabilities are up to scratch and making sure I'm setting the right goals at the right times. Sometimes when you get a huge list of things to do, just prioritizing the right things at the right time. And so that's what I've been getting into. I haven't had to do that for the last few months because I haven't had that much on my plate, but got some new companies in the works. And so I need to be on top of everything there. So I'm very conscious about that. Getting into a new venture, got 20% equity in a new startup company, which is really exciting with some other entrepreneurs, which will tie nicely into more time and more profit as well.
Humped
so I'll
up.
Let you know some more about that when the time's right. But lots of good business opportunities coming up, and it's rocking and rolling.
I love it. Now you do the 4x4x4. Do you time it and specifically set it so you go, okay, well, I've hit four, and then you just drop pens, drop the board, drop whatever you're doing? Or is it more of a laissez-faire 4x4? If it's 3, that's okay. If it's 5, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty loosey-goosey. You know, sometimes if I've got a plan for a podcast and that needs to get into my relaxation time, I can take an hour or so out of that. So it's a little bit loosey-goosey, but generally the first 4 hours of my day, I wake straight up when I'm really fresh and have all the best ideas. I do the work side of things. Then I'll get out around lunchtime and go do all the sport and wear myself out. And then towards the evening, if I spend time with friends or right now I'm learning Spanish and salsa dancing and all these other different types of things. So usually it takes that track. So I'm not really militant about it, but I'm still conscious about it at the same time.
Fantastic.
All right, man. So today we're talking about missions, and we did a previous episode on visions, and we had some really good feedback about that. And now we need to put our mission together so we can achieve that vision. So I like to use a war analogy because I feel that going to business is kind of like going to war as well. You know, while we don't always agree with war, it's a concept that everyone can understand. So let's look at if we had a vision based on the last show. If we wanted to go in and we wanted to restore peace in a region. Let's say we're a country, we want to restore peace in a region, and that might be our vision. So what we're talking about today is mission. So what would a mission be if we want to restore peace in a region? So restoring peace in a region might be going in using necessary force. Part of our mission might be to have minimal casualties. We might need to secure the embassy in that country. We might need to overthrow an evil dictator. We might need to install a stable government. And we might need to use the Army, Navy, Air Force, and international forces as part of our mission. Now, as I say, when I think I'm in business, I always say I'm in the trenches. And I think it's a lot like war in the fact that you have competitors out there, and in war you have your enemy. You have different technology, so when you're fighting someone in a war, they have different weapons, different types of military tanks, airplanes to you, weapons, ammunition. So that's to be taken into consideration. You have different sized armies and different sized workforces. So we might be in the same space as someone else, but going up against someone with a much larger army, or they've got a bigger office and a bigger presence. And you lose staff and you lose men. So, you know, staff might be poached, or they might retire. Or if you're in the war scene, then you might lose men, you know, due to injury and death. So when you're in war and business, you're always super reactive. And what you want to do is you want to keep on to your missions. You're always going to have hits. You're always going to have setbacks. But you never, ever want to really adjust your mission or cancel your mission based on emotion only. You really want to be patient. And the other thing that you really need to know about missions is everyone in your team or everyone in the army has to be on exactly the same mission.
And exactly. And I think that's, for me, that's the core part of what a mission is, right? It's the one thing that you always reset and come back to when basically everything's hit the fan, in lack of better speech. It's always that repositioning point, the redirecting the compass and repointing yourself in the right direction.
Yeah, sometimes it's really easy to come up with a mission, but staying on track in business and in war and, you know, all these things are going on around there, there's a lot of emotion, and that's probably the trickiest part. So it's not that people don't have missions and visions, it's just we need everyone aligned on the same thing, and, you know, what is the collateral damage of that?
Yeah, exactly. And look, it was very similar for myself. So I remember probably the first 2 to 3 years of my business life where I didn't really have as much discipline as I do now, but I think I didn't have enough battle scars where I have now, where every day my to-do list was being dictated by basically my email, right? Yeah. So as you say, that sort of you always take hits and you always have setbacks and you never give up on your mission, and everyone was being super reactive, that was exactly what I was, right? So I was always waiting for the spot fire to be put out. And because I was doing some kind of work, right, because I was achieving something, I was ticking the boxes, and I was like, well, that's another problem solved. I basically thought that I was doing something great. However, now I'm super laser focused on my mission, and all these little spot fires happen around me, and I just ignore them. They either just get resolved, or they turn into something a little bit bigger that I have to jump into, but I just go, well, that's just the matter of me just focusing on this mission, and this is exactly where I'm trying to get to. So I think the number one thing for a mission is when you're, as you say, in the trenches, the hardest thing is the discipline to always re-plan your compass and just refocus in on, okay, that's my mission. And then when you get set off course, coming back into it. So basically, how does that relate to what we're going to be talking on this podcast? So this podcast is going to talk through the More Time, More Profit four-step mission journey. So we've built a four-step journey that allows any business or any person to really create their own mission. So we've all now got a vision for our company. And if not, listen to podcast 003, episode 003, to see how to create a vision for yourself or a vision for the business. And now it's to take it to the next step, which is the mission. So how are we going to start achieving that vision or start at least taking the next step to getting there? So the four-step mission journey, simply put, it's four questions to ask yourself for your directors or your team around sort of where your business is going to get to. We're also going to run through why your business needs to have a mission, and to step through these steps, why you need it as an individual, and how often you should review it, change it, and adapt to what's going on around you. So the way that we're going to do that is just a little bit of a terminology, as well as walking through a live business mission example, where I'm going to throw some questions at yourself, just like I did last podcast, and we're going to show everyone who's listening just an example of how easy it is to create a mission, even though it typically seems quite difficult. And then we're going to do it exactly the same situation, but for a personal life. So you can actually see that from the same journey or four-step mission journey, you can create your own personal mission as well as a business mission. So look, we're going to go through the four-step mission journey. If you're not taking notes, that's completely okay, because you can go to www.moretimemoreprofit.com/004 for episode 4. You can download the journey, and you can actually download the examples that we're going to be walking through today as well.
We'll be right back after a message from our sponsors on the More Time, More Profit podcast.
Hey, Adam, buddy boy. Look, I've heard you guys consistently mention leveraging outsourced staff, and I'm definitely keen to try it out. And I know More Time, More Profit has over 20 years' experience in outsourcing and 8 years' experience living in the Philippines. And so you are the guys to ask. So, can you point me in the right direction with regards to filling some full-time positions in my company?
Yeah, you are correct, and I do get this a lot. What real problems are you trying to solve?
Let me tell you. Well, I need to grow my team to cater to the ever-growing client base that we have. I also want cheap staff to drive better profit. And most importantly, I need people who already have a great skill set so that I can get some of my most important time back.
Okay, so outsourcing is cheaper and it allows you to scale very quickly. It covers jobs like web design, administration, development, writing, finance and bookkeeping, marketing, social media and SEO, just to name a few. But have you thought about the potential problems with your staff?
Mate, sounds like everything I need. But you mentioned other potential problems? Like what?
Let's consider your IP walking out the door. What about data security? And what about the reliability of your staff?
Hells no, man. But now that you mention it, what about fast internet, payroll, benefits, employment contracts, etc.?
Don't worry about it, buddy. Have I got a solution for you?
All right, let me have it.
Look, as you're a trusted listener to the show, I'm happy to introduce you into our network. We partner with the fastest growing outsource agency in the Philippines, and their security is better than Fort Knox. They're the only company I trust to look after my network, and they'll give you the same red carpet VIP treatment that they give to us.
Nice. But honestly, I'm a bit worried about signing up and just getting dumped with some individual or even someone else's rubbish.
Once again, don't worry about it. There's no problems. You get as many interviews as you want to find the right person to fit the right role for you. You can hire someone from as little as 20 hours a week. And if you inquire today, More Time, More Profit will cover the first week for free. Just go to www.moretimemoreprofit.com/VA to find out more.
No way. The first week free. But honestly, bit of a nervous Nelly, and I'm still concerned, is there going to be across the other side of the world?
Look, don't worry about it. For yourself and anyone else in our network, the More Time, More Profit office is located in the same city as our partner. If there are any issues that need escalation, we're more than happy to go in and represent you.
Wowza, you'd actually use your team to help me out if I really need it? You do have faith in their ability. Look, what is that website address again?
Just go to www.moretimemoreprofit.com/VA and get started today.
Thanks, man. I'm going to jump onto it now.
Back to the show, the More Time, More Profit podcast.
Look, we're talking about missions. What is a mission to you? What's the definition? You know, give some examples and why a mission is important.
Yeah, so the first point is to define really the difference between vision and mission. That's, I think, you read all these blog posts, you talk to people, and they just always get blurred. The edges get blurred. So the best way to remember is a vision is something that you can see. So when you close your eyes, you can see it. But a mission, which is what we're talking about, is something tangible, something you can touch, something you can say, here it is, right? So if you look at you or your business and you start looking at your deliverables and your achievements, so it's kind of like getting a badge. It's kind of like saying, well, here is exactly what we've achieved, right? So it's something that you can touch or someone else can give you a tick and say, yes, you have done that, unlike a vision. Basically, it outlines what you need to get done in order to basically achieve the vision. So the vision is a greater goal, which is we're looking at 5 to 10 years. And our mission is to try and step us towards that. And we usually do missions based off every 2 to 3 years, right? So it's kind of like the tangible version of your vision, right? So it's so paramount for every single business to have just a core mission, because it allows you and your team and your top line management to always refer tasks and outcomes to ensure they're aligned with your mission, right? And without having a mission, what are the tasks that everyone does every day relate to, right? Because if there's no mission, then you're just doing work or you're just ticking a box. You're not actually trying to get somewhere. You don't have a story that your team members can tell to their family and to their friends, right? So it always ensures that everyone is on track with what they're doing day to day. And similarly with your personal side, it helps break down all of the tasks and goals that you're trying to achieve in life into something tangible. So again, you go off course and you'll have a couple of weekends out, or you'll go traveling and things like that. And when you come back, you've always got your mission to relate to. So it is one of those things that is the next step down from a vision, because we want to review it every 2 to 3 years, on the smaller side being 1 year. You'll always adapt it to edge it closer to your vision as well. So it's quite critical. Now, there's a couple of guidelines that I just want to talk about before we continue forwards with some of these examples, which is you always want to write your mission in present tense. You don't want to set an amount in mission. So you don't want to say, I want to achieve $1 million. That's what your goals are for, which is the next step down. Your mission is a higher level. It doesn't need to be one sentence like all of the big companies do. It can be a paragraph, because again, it's something that you're going to relate all of your tasks back to. So don't try and cram it all into one ambiguous sentence. It can be quite large. And it also needs to incorporate what it needs to happen for it to be completed. So if it's people, tasks, deliverables, etc. And it doesn't always have to cover what you have now. So it can say, for me to achieve this mission, I need to have the world's greatest coaches and things like that. So just to run through a couple of good examples quickly, we've got Walmart, who say saving people money so they can live better is their mission. Starbucks is to inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. And Amazon, so it's our goal to be Earth's most customer-centric company, where customers can find and discover anything at Amazon. So they're all very tangible. They're not intangible like a vision.
Gotcha. Sounds pretty good, man. I mean, that's pretty some pretty good, nice insights. So let me take this back to some stupidity, because I'm a pretty dumb type of person. So I'm sitting here on the couch the other night, and I just get this massive chocolate craving. So I'm just like, oh, geez, I get that feeling. I close my eyes, I have this feeling about getting some sugar in my system because I've been playing sport all day. And then I discover that, well, that's my vision. So what's my mission? My mission is to get some chocolate. So I set out on my little mission. I planned a mission. I went and got the money together. I planned my route to the shop, sorted out my transport, and then I set out. And guess what happened when I got to the shop, buddy? The shop was closed. So we talk about when we're off on our little missions, then we're going to get some curveballs. We're going to get things that don't always go our way. Did I just come straight back home? No, I found another shop that was open, got my chocolate, best day of my life, and I was a happy camper. So when we talk about visions...
Please tell me it was a Magnum Gold.
It's always a Magnum Gold, but there might have been some others on top because it was super cheat day. But the moral of the story is that's how you can relate. Even in life, we set out on these, we have these visions about what we want to achieve, and we have these little mini missions as well. So just remember that's how missions go together to form to work towards achieving your actual vision.
Awesome.
Cool. So now we're going to just jump straight out into outcome number one, and we're going to talk a little bit about our 4-step mission, and then later on we'll actually run through one. So do you want to take us through that a little bit?
Yeah, look, to start off, we've run through why a mission is so important to just make sure that you're realigned. Next, I want to jump into most people's first attempt at running a mission, and same with mine. So I've seen businesses create mission statements based on mind maps that have spread across multiple whiteboards with opinions, buzzwords, ideas, with no structure. I've seen people just write a random sentence within 5 minutes and say, that's my mission, and that sounds pretty good. I've even seen a company try and outsource their mission, right? Like, as if that's going to be something that's going to be achievable.
Well, you can't outsource emotion. That's the thing.
And that's exactly right. So I'm sitting here shaking my head. It's one of those things that without a proper structure and without something that's got meaning, it will never truly be adopted by the team, right? It will never truly be adopted by yourself. It'll just be written and forgotten about. And then you just do just random tasks every day. And it's fundamental for your business just to have a mission to consistently refer to. So what I want to do is I just want to jump straight into More Time, More Profit's four-step mission journey. So it's not really a journey as opposed to it being just a hop, skip, and a jump, right? So a journey sounds pretty laborious, but it is that journey that we're going to take you through, but it is quite an easy thing to achieve. So what are they? So there's just four steps similar to our vision framework where we've got the what, for example, the deliverables. We've got the second one is how, which are the systems. Third is the why, which is the justifications of what we're trying to do. And the fourth one is who. So who's going to support us to make sure we're doing it. So I'm going to just relate these to the questions. So the what is what tangibles must be delivered to make your vision a reality? So is it targets, technology, research, etc.? Second is how will you achieve the vision? So are you going to change the way of thinking, implement processes, simplicity, pragmatism, etc.? And the third one is why are you and the team going to achieve this vision? And this is one that most people just look over. And the justification of why you need to do something or why you want to do it is so important. So what's the passion? Do you have inspiration? Do you have value, trust, authority, etc.? What's your why? And the last one is who. So we can't always go alone, and we potentially sometimes, and most of the time, the current team that we have are not going to be the ones who take us there. So who do you need that will ensure you achieve the vision you've set out to get? So is it people, the size, teams? Is your market big enough? Is the industry you're in good enough, etc.? Right? So it's kind of all about stopping to think about intangibles, which was your vision, and turn it into a tangible being, right? So the best way to answer these questions is always relate it back to your vision statement and start the every answer with, in the next 2 to 3 years, we will hit X, we will achieve Y, etc. So it's very easy to relate.
Yeah, I think that's super important. And once again, I'll get into this. You know, we talk about the la-di-da scenario where people come in and charge you $10,000 to write these types of things. As I said, it doesn't mean anything without emotion. And when you actually, you know, you might be driving in the car at the moment and say, oh, this is a little bit complicated, or we're getting to the office and this is going to take too long. We spend a lot of time working through this. And I can tell you, because I've been on the other end getting interrogated, which you'll see in a minute, is that when you come out of it, you just have this crystal clear picture about what you're trying to achieve. Now, you have it. You know, we have a rough idea about where we're going and how we're going to get there, but this actually just puts it down on paper. It allows you to be able to have a clear path to where you're trying to get to, and it just gives you just this amazing amount of clarity. Even when all these grenades are going off and everything's happening in your office and staff are quitting or you're getting pounded by some new technology that your competitors have, you can sit there and you can just look at your mission again and know that those little things are not going to stop you from achieving that mission. So that's probably the biggest thing I would say.
And I couldn't agree more. It's all about that one that just keeps coming back, that one thing, or that one statement, that one paragraph.
Awesome. So why don't we just jump in and we'll build a couple of missions, and we'll build a personal mission and we'll build a business mission. But let's start with the business mission. And
all right.
I feel the interrogation lines opening up again.
See, I did give you a preface this time. So for everyone who's listening, we did an episode with visions and I just threw Adam into the deep end. So this time I actually gave him a little bit of forewarning, not much. But let's do it. So we're going to do business mission first. So do you want to, I don't know, just give us a business that you want to run through a mission on?
Yeah, so previously one of my companies was Searchfound Digital Media, which was a company in Sydney. And we're going to go with that because we built, last show we built the vision for that, which was to always be innovating digital marketing by promoting providing all customers with a trustworthy and authoritative experience. Now, you don't have to listen to that episode in order to keep up with this, but we'll just keep on the same track with that one. So
that's great. The company we'll go with. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to shoot straight through all of the four steps to create a mission, right? But I want you to write down just a couple of your individual points, Adam, because right at the end of it, I'm going to jump straight into how we're going to create a mission statement from those answers that you've given, right? So I'm not going to – so in Vision, I pulled them out for you and I said these are the ones I've written down. We're going to shoot through it. So just write some down and we're going to create a mission statement, hopefully if it goes to plan, within about 5 minutes to 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're under no disillusion that we've put some research into this, and we did it with the previous episode as well to an extent. But look, that process would have taken us a 48-hour podcast for streaming for 48 hours in order to be able to get that out. So we come up with the best structure, these four questions, and I'll be able to allow you guys to be able to sit down and go through one really easily within 5 minutes, and also you'll have the examples that you can download later on.
Exactly. All right, jumping straight into it. So, for search found, what tangibles must be delivered to make the vision a reality? So, targets, technology, research, the works.
Cool. So, for our listeners at home who aren't familiar with the story, I'm going to jump in my hot tub time machine again. I'm going to go back to probably when we were probably in the teenage years of the company. And I would say that the tangible things that we want is what we wanted in our mission is we want a solid ROI from our services. Now, that means the clients get ROI, but we also get ROI from the staff. We want to deliver results. Another tangible is we want to be completely transparent in our reporting and what we're offering to our clients. We want growth and expansion. We want to expand our client base nationally. We want multiple offices. We want an offshore office. And we want company profit as well. So they're the tangible items to answer that question.
Naturally. So now what we do is we're going to grab 2 to 4 important points. So just star a couple of important points that you've made there, Adam, and we'll refer back to those ones at the end. So the second one is the how. So looking back in your hot tub time machine, how will you achieve this vision statement that we've created? So are you going to change the way you're thinking? Are you going to be implementing processes, simplicity, applying pragmatism, etc.?
Yeah, I'll also add that this is a time where we achieved our first vision and then wanted to grow this into a larger operation. So this is revisiting our planning a new mission. So we were very closed off with our communication. So we needed to switch our thinking to be not so closed off and really communicate with our clients a lot more. We need to educate our audience a lot more because it was just a set and forget. We just say, look, we'll just do the service for you and you'll get results. They come to a point in the market where we need to be educating our audience a lot more. And that has to be done in a simplistic and easy to understand way. We are wasting a lot of time because it's current. So we're wasting a lot of time on manual reporting and that leads to human error. So what we want to do is we want to find some software and we want to automate everything we do through systems. And we want to go offshore to boost our productivity. So that's how we're going to do these things.
Love it. And again, just mark a couple of them that seem to be the most important or will make the most impact to the company. So halfway through, number three, the why. So why are you and the team going to achieve this vision? Is it because of your passion? Is it because the inspiration that you're trying to set for the team? Is it based on your values, trust, authority, etc.?
Yeah, so thinking ahead, we're going to achieve our vision. Because I believe in our staff. We've got the most passionate staff, so that's going to help us. We believe in our vision. Everyone's aligned in the same vision, which is really important. We stick to our core values. We're trustworthy. And at the end of the day, we believe that we know our craft better than anyone else, so we can deliver better on our promises.
Fantastic. So, and again, remember, everyone, it's about trying to put yourself in that present state. So 2 to 3 years' time, when you've achieved your mission, what is it looking like? So the final one is the who. So who do you need that will ensure that this vision is achieved? So are there people? Is there a size? Is it a particular team? Is there a particular industry, etc.?
Yeah, so the mission's going to have to be aligned across everyone we touch with. So it's going to have to probably start with the directors. So we'll have a directors meeting, and then we'll plan our new mission. And then based on that, we'll let our clients and our staff know the direction we're heading. Any third-party suppliers that we use, they'll have to be across it. And also, in order to be able to achieve that, we're going to have to hire new managers and we're going to have to hire new department experts because that's where we know where we're going to have to be. So it's not just aligning the people that we currently have. It's looking to the future and saying, these are the people that we need to get on board because we have some gaps in where we're trying to get.
Fantastic. And I think that was about 4 minutes. And we've basically run through some key areas that are needed in order to create quite a structured and resilient, I think is probably the best word, and a resilient mission statement. So what we're going to do is we're going to grab a couple of your points, and I'm just going to run you through with the quick and easy way to create your mission statement or your mission paragraph, right? So we're going to take 2 or 3 points from each area. So it's not in total, it's from each area that are most important to you, will mean the most to the business, or are required the most in order to achieve the vision. And then we're going to merge them into a sentence for each section, right? And now there are, so whilst I'm talking you through this, Adam, just have a bit of a scribble down, because there is a little tactic that More Time More Profit have implemented to help you a little bit better with each section. So at the start of the statement you're going to make for the what section, you started off by saying company name. So search founds mission is to deliver dot, dot, dot. So then you'd put in your information. For the how section, you'd start that statement off by saying this will be done by dot, dot, dot. And then you'd put in the rest of the statement. For the why section, the statement will start off by saying which will be achieved because dot, dot, dot. And the last section, which is who, it is, starts with by ensuring we dot, dot, dot. So as you can see, we're trying to make this as simple and as easy to formulate a mission statement or a mission paragraph that everyone in your business can get around and that they can all relate to, and that every single task that you deliver to is ultimately going to ensure that your trajectory is always going to achieve your vision, right? So now I've tried to buy you as much time as I possibly can, Adzi. So I think it's now your time to take those paragraph starters and the sentence starters, as well as the points that we mentioned, and shoot us out with the search found mission statement.
Yeah, so it might sound complicated, but really all I'm doing is, because I listed those keywords, I'm just selecting the best ones and I'm going to string them together in a sentence. So, and also I'd like to add that obviously I sold my company, so this isn't their current mission. But because I spent so much time ingrained in this company, I built it from my bedroom with only a handful of dollars, then I lived and breathed this for a long time. So it is highly relatable to where you guys are in your business. So I just literally put the search for our mission is to deliver a solid ROI for our customers through results and transparency while expanding our operations and delivering a profit. That is the first sentence. The second sentence will be, this will be done by educating our customers in a simplistic and easy to understand manner and use automated reporting systems to keep them informed. Number 3, why? Well, we're going to achieve this because we have passionate staff that believe in our vision and they're willing to go the extra mile. We know that we're the best in the business and we know we have better staff than our competitors or something along those lines. And the final one will be,
who?
That's the who. Okay, so who's going to be involved? By aligning Search Found's mission from the directors all the way down to the client base, this will ensure a unified message and guarantee success. In addition, we'll seek out the very best experts and managers to join the team. So literally all I did is I went through, I took all the best 2 to 4 keywords and just strung them together in a sentence, and that was it.
Exactly. And so it's such an easy and simplistic approach to it, and the 4-step journey just makes it quite easy to formulate a mission that most people can relate to. Now, if you want to go a step further, you can refine this even more and break it down into 3 sentences, 2 sentences, whatever. But as long as you have the foundation there and you've covered multiple areas within your business by answering these statements. So I would, if I was anyone within SearchFound, I'd be happy as an employee to represent this to my friends and my family to show them the mission of the business that I'm working within. Because you've got to remember that all of your employees love talking about their job. Most people either complain, talk about how good it is, etc., or talk about experiences. And I think most people miss that and they want a way to describe what the business does. If I was a client and I read that, I would be extremely happy because I know that I'm working with a team of people who are dedicated, who go the extra mile, who are the experts in the industry, always want to make it simplistic for me, etc. But also at the top level, at the directors and the business owner level, I would always refer every strategic planning day and every process creation day, etc., back to this mission. Because
think about what it does for your company culture and just the way that you lead your team. Down that mission towards your vision. So it's really important.
Exactly.
All right. we're going to jump in and we're going to talk about, now that's the business side of things, and if not more important is the personal mission. So let's construct one of these.
All right. The personal side of it all. So the personal is everyone's got a mission, obviously, for their business, which they're trying to achieve, which, as we ran through, it can be profit, growth, innovation, etc. For our personal, we're always striving for something greater. We're always pushing for greatness. Now, a lot of people just dawdle through life and just go, yeah, well, whatever I have, wherever I get to, and things like that. But I take it everyone who's listening to this podcast is listening because they're striving for something greater than they anticipated, than anyone around them believes they could do, as well as to make an impact and a legacy. And so how do we create a mission that's going to allow us to get to that point? And when we do veer off course, we can always come back to baseline ourselves and just push forwards again, right? So now, this is quite a personal topic. So, Adam, I'm going to throw you in the deep end, but I'm going to let you choose whether or not you want to go with yourself or if we want to go with someone that we know or just make up some scenario or anything like that.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is jump in this one. I'm going to, once again, jump in my hot tub time machine. As you know, people who don't know, I'm very good at in sport and athletics and everything along those lines. And this is a bit of self-reflection for me because as I go back, I think, you know, when we're good at being an athlete in sport, we often think, you know, what might have been. So I got to a point where I was inline skating back in the day. Yeah, I don't know if you remember, back in 1997, everyone had a pair of rollerblades. It was the largest growing sport in the world behind soccer. And then it sort of just fizzled out a little bit. But I was really good at it. I went to X Games. I got fourth in the world championships. And I just went back and thought, how could I apply this? If I jumped in my time machine and went back and spoke to myself, what advice would I give myself? And it really come down to I didn't have the right vision or the right mission to back that up. So I'll apply it to something modern day, and I'll pretend that I'm a skateboarder, and I'm going back to myself and talking to myself about that. And my vision would be to be the best skateboarder that ever lived and positively impact on people's lives. So we can do it based on that.
That's a good vision starting point. So for everyone who's listening, it's every time that we're creating our mission, we want to make sure that we're aligning ourselves to the vision of the company or for ourselves, right? Because if we're not pushing the boundaries and shooting for the stars, and if we land on the moon, it's a great thing, then we're just going to be aiming for menial and just mediocre success. Right, so we always want to be hitting for that. And so that's why it's so important to have a mission to relate it to. So similar to last time, Adam, just write a couple of notes as you're answering the questions that I'm running out because I'm going to be making you create a mission statement for your old self. Now, I'm sure that we're going back 10, 20 years now, so I'll forgive you on that one. I'm just looking forward to seeing little Bubby Adams' opinions.
Yeah, so that's cool. So let's jump into the tangible. So, you know, what would it take for me to meet that vision of being the best ever? And things that I didn't actually do that I would go back and tell myself, I would win on that list. So I'd look at some accolades. So I'd probably want to win probably about 5 X Games gold medals. I would want to star in my own video game. I would want my own skateboard brand. And I want to create a charity for poor kids that, you know, for people that can't afford skateboards. So it might be some underprivileged kids and we go and we, you know, create from our skateboard company brand that we give away free and introduce them to the sport.
I love that. And jumping on to straight into number two, it's the how. So how will you achieve this vision through different thinking, repetition, motivation, etc.?
Yeah, so first of all, I need to believe that I can do it. I know that I'm already at a very high level. As I said, I've already finished fourth in world championships in different sports, so I know that I can do it. I know I had the skill level. I just need to get it right upstairs. So the belief that I can do it is big. I would want to reverse engineer my competitors. So what tricks are they doing? What sponsors do they have? Who's following them in social media? Why do they have the success that they have? What are they doing for their marketing? I would also implement a regimented training program. I would make better use of technology, so you can use training facilities like foam pits and everything like that, so you can save on your wear and tear of your body. I'd turn my weaknesses into my strengths, so any tricks I wasn't very good at, then I'd make them my strengths and I would ultimately lift my game. And I'd probably move to a mecca of skateboarding so I could be immersed in that environment.
Great. So then moving halfway through, moving to the third one. So why are you going to achieve this vision? So what's is again coming back to your values, your attention of being able to do tricks, etc.
Well, I'd say that when you're involved with a sport like that, I'd say skateboarding is my life. It's my passion. I'm good at it. I just need a better system just to be better at it. As I said, I honestly believe I can do it. It's a way for me to inspire people, and ultimately it makes me happy.
That's fantastic. And that's a key one, is happiness. So final one is, who do you need to have to ensure you're going to achieve that vision? So this could be mentors, coaches, friends, family, partners, an invisible friend, etc.
So instead of right now I'm just skateboarding by myself, I need to get around the very best people in the industry. So I need to surround myself with the best skaters that's going to lift my game. I'm going to need to get a technical coach. I'll probably look at getting a personal trainer. I'll seek out and learn from retired great people, see what it takes to be great in their eyes. And I'd also speak to judges at contests so they can give me some insights as to what I need to be doing to win those 5 gold medals.
Nice. Okay. So similar to before, so create, pull out and highlight 2 to 4 points from each one of the questions based on which one is the most important to you or which one is going to make the biggest impact into achieving the vision. Write the sentence for each answer that you've given, and then just start each one with prefaces that we had before. Adam's mission is to be. The how is this will be done by. The why is which will be achieved because. And the who is by ensuring I, etc. Right? So now I'm not going to give you too much time. Just jump straight into it.
Yeah, I jump in. So obviously I've had some time to think about it, and it's not polished by any stretch of the imagination, but the great thing about me is I cannot write to save myself. I mean, if you ask me to write an article, it would take 4 hours and it'd be terrible. If you ask me to sit down and write a mission statement without a framework or a template or something like that, I would just sit here and I'd get frustrated. But when I went actually through this process, it was fantastic. So I'll read it out and then I'll tell you what I got out of it. So my mission is to be X Games champion, featuring my own video game whilst owning my own skateboard brand and creating a charity to help underprivileged kids. This will be done by moving to the most intensive training facility in the world, make use of the best technology available, while analysing my competitors to ensure I am better in all aspects of skating. I will achieve this because skateboarding is my life, it makes me happy, and it allows me to inspire people. And by ensuring I surround myself with the very best skaters while employing the top-rated coaches on all areas of performance, and I will seek advice from retired greats and people in the industry. That is my mission on how I am going to become the very best skateboarder in the world and also have a positive impact on people.
And that's, it's just one of those things that the framework is to get you to think outside of just the obvious ones, right? Like training is such an obvious one and winning medals is such an obvious one, but starting to recognize who you need and why you need them and the hows and the deliverables and tangibles is just critical.
Yeah, now looking at the present moment and going back, and I've got a lot of friends who are in the same boat, and they're just like, oh, this is why I never made it. This is why I never turned professional. If you actually sat down and went through exactly what I just went through, I can tell exactly why I didn't become the best in the world, simply because I didn't have my mission and my vision aligned. I just didn't have it. I just made it up as a win. I'd go to a competition, I'd travel here, I'd do this, but there was never any direct mission on how to do that. So anything you want to do within your lives, if you go through this template and do the mission, then you're set.
Exactly. Fantastic. All right. Well, seeing as though I've talked a lot about the framework and structure and you've been doing a lot of answering, did you want to run through sort of the 5-point summary, if you will, of basically how everyone can create their own mission statement?
Yeah, as I said, it's really easy to do. We've made it really easy for anyone. And if I can do it, anyone could do it. So what you want to do is you want to start with the 4-step journey. So we went through the 4 steps before. So we just want to start with that and we fill that out. What you do is you make 3 to 5 points on each question and then you'll select the 2 to 4 on each answer and then you'll just string them together in a sentence. And that's your 5 steps. So you start with the template, do 3 to 5 points, you narrow those down, you split them into 4 sentences and then you string them all together.
Fantastic. So for everyone who's listening, it's obviously writing 2 mission statements within a podcast and running through the framework is quite a lot of information to take in. However, if you do want to download and actually take action of something that's going to be so impactful to your business, jump on to www.moretimemoreprofit.com/004. download the four-step mission journey, which has the four questions that Adam was answering through his business and personal mission, as well as all of the answers that he's actually provided in, and then the next steps that you need to go from there.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'll just finish by saying that actually go in there, guys, and actually go through that process. I know it sounds a little bit la-di-da and it's all of this, but if I can do it, then sort of anyone can do it. So just get in there and look, you can apply it to other areas of your life like I did, like why wasn't I successful as what I shouldn't have been? Why didn't I reach this vision? But also apply it to your business and also apply it to your personal life. So with that said, if you have any questions or any comments, you can get us on email, social media, any network.
And look, everyone, it's sort of thanks for dropping by. Don't forget to jump onto iTunes, click on our podcast, enter your review, subscribe, do all that fun, loving stuff, because your feedback and your subscription just helps us continue on providing the best information that we have.
Yeah, this is for you guys out there. So if you give us your feedback, we can sculpt the show any way that you guys want. So if you say, look, I'm in the car and that's just too time intensive for us, then you know we can make it a little bit lighter. Or you can sit there and say, this is absolutely fantastic. Just keep going the way that you like. I like the stories. Adam talks too much. Grant talks too much. Give us your feedback.
That will never happen.
That'll never happen. So if we can cater the show towards you guys, then we know that we're on the right track as well. So we'd like to bid you farewell. It's been a lot jammed into an episode, but we're going to be here next week. So we'll see you on the same bat time, the same bat channel next week. And for me, I'm saying goodbye and thanks for listening. And over to you, Grant.
Catch us later, everybody. See you next time.
See you guys.
You've just been listening to More Time, More Profit Podcast. For more info, check out moretimemoreprofit.com. Make sure to tune in at the same time next week for another dose of real-life business strategies.